This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. It is a healthy mix of local and national news, current affairs and opinions, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca, good morning. It's Saturday the 24th of Feb. Tass is scowling. And I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. So, oh, and I do actually have a loyal Joy listener, Roy. Roy sent me a message that he's listening in, so hello, Roy. There you go. Roy from Joy.
And as has 317. 317. Good morning to you, 317. 317 says, bye-bye, Barnaby.
Bye.
Good morning,
bye.
Gentlemen. So, Macca, I was going to ask you why you didn't use your upfront line, which was to introduce the show this morning in the post-Barnababy era.
Well, because...
That was the line that you'd written in your run
it
sheet.
It was, but I actually thought that was more predictable. I wanted to actually congratulate Chicks Talking Footy for... Officially commentating
pretty amazing
an AFLW game with the AFL's full imprimatur, the support of the station, fantastic, big crowd, nearly 9,000.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Incredible that show, those girls, commentating on an AFLW match on Joy. Really?
Pretty amazing. Macca, you don't know this about me, but last Friday, I wasn't here last weekend, but last Friday...
No, you went. I was a bit naughty last week.
So last Friday, I have heard, last Friday I actually went to the Richmond Football Club and got photographed with the football players.
Oh, and was the treasurer...
I could not keep Ian away.
I was going to say the treasurer was spot welding, was he?
It was all about Ian. And in fact, we got invited up, so it was my...
And you were trying to get his attention and he's just like goggle-eyed.
That's right. And then we got invited up to come and sit amongst the football players, actually next to the coach. And what does Ian do? Jumps in my seat.
Yes.
Anyway, I will be able to publish some very proud photos of myself with the Richmond Football Club team.
Oh, okay. And who else was there? Anyone else there?
Like, what do you mean?
Well, you know, I mean, the club, any sponsors?
So today with a...
Jeep a sponsor?
I don't know, actually. I've got no idea.
You're too busy looking at the lunch.
Well, hello. Yes. What can I say? Yeah. Hello.
I was pre-season training.
Didn't see any of that. But what happens is once a year they bring in all of their sponsors, stakeholders, friends, allies,
etc. Anyone we know?
Well, I didn't know anybody there except for... I didn't know anybody, actually. There was... Oh, no, actually, that's not true. Midsummer.
Oh, right.
Because RFC are an official sponsor of Midsummer.
There you go.
So the Midsummer crew got photographed just before I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how's that?
So did you swap pics?
No, I haven't got my official pic yet.
Oh, okay.
I just took lots of selfies and all that sort of stuff. Hey, what a week it's been, Macca.
Look, it has.
I mean, the obvious
I'm a bit sad that, you know, Days of Our Barnaby has ended because it was into its third week quite solidly. And actually, I did see a similarity between Barnaby and myself.
Right.
Because when Barnaby said, I'm taking a week off to deal with, you know, some personal stuff and everything, he did exactly what I did do, and that is he didn't put his phone away, he didn't stop emailing, he worked.
He worked hard.
So he did exactly the same. So if that's a week off Barnaby...
It did not help him though, Macca.
I know how... Well, it didn't. He came out from under the hat and, fell on the his sword.
Macca, the sentiment that you've just expressed was one that was expressed at a meeting that I was at yesterday. So here I was with half a dozen people sitting around a board table, you know, crap, 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 as you do. All of a sudden, all of our mobiles just went ping, 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 and it was news bulletins coming forward announcing the resignation.
I watched it live.
Well, we were in a meeting, so we couldn't do that, but... all of a sudden,
the meeting stopped.
The meeting stopped, and there was a bit of a conversation about it. And the overriding sentiment was that of disappointment.
I know. I wanted episode 4.
Exactly.
But you know, it's rumoured that Senator Bridget McKenzie, who's the deputy leader, some people
She's
are saying
a good friend of yours.
Let's not get carried away. People are saying she should be leader. Well, she's in the Senate. That's a bit of a problem. But I think Barnaby's going to write a book. But Bridget, I don't know if she's going to stand. Whether they're declaring the deputy's position open. But be interesting to see who gets up. What about George Christensen? He'd be a good leader, wouldn't he?
Well, what I think is very interesting is Michael McCormack.
George Christensen, you have to give him a big meal allowance.
The jury's not over for me with Michael McCormack.
No?
He's member for Riverina, current minister for Veterans Affairs. In 1993, he made some pretty extreme homophobic remarks.
He did.
I understand he has apologised now on numerous occasions and did that during the marriage equality debate. I have to say, though, apologising for what are fundamental beliefs and values is not enough for me.
Just remember, with the Nationals, you can love the sheep, but not the shepherd.
There you go.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.